Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, welcome back to the Smart Dating Academy podcast for another mini episode answering one of the most important questions that you guys always have is, what do I say when I see someone attractive standing somewhere? What do I say to that hot stranger? Maybe it's at the laundromat. Maybe it's at Starbucks. Maybe it's at your meetup watercolor painting class. Maybe it's at a fundraiser. Maybe it's in a shopping mall. What do you do? So I'm going to say a lot in a short amount of time about how to do this, but the easiest way to do this, number one, it's going to be what you're wearing on your face, okay? Make great eye contact, extended eye contact to where it feels a bit uncomfortable. Maybe 3 seconds of eye contact with a smile. So it tells this person, if they're actually living, breathing with a pulse, hey, that person's looking at me with interest and smiling. They must like me. Maybe they want to speak to me. Okay. So give this person eye contact that's a little extra, feels a little bit uncomfortable because it's long, and don't wait to meet that stranger at that moment. Guys, start practicing this. I say 3 seconds of eye contact and a smile. 3 seconds, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 while you're smiling, because you don't want to look like a creepy stalker that's angry. Look away and then maybe smile back again. It's the most powerful thing you can do to tell someone, I'm interested in you. So that's the first sign you're going to give them. But now maybe you don't have the time to do that. You're not standing across the room where you can make eye contact with them. And maybe they're standing behind you in the grocery line, or, you know, you're sitting next to them in your painting class. What do? So the easiest thing to do, if you're in an environment like the grocery store, if you're at a painting class, if you're at a whiskey tasting, if you're at a cocktail party with common friends, make conversation using clues that are in your environment. If you're at a whiskey tasting, ask the person, walk up to them and just say, you know what? I'm kind of new to whiskeys. What is that you're drinking? Are you familiar with these? Teach me. I'm open to all tips and tricks, right? So now you've made conversation with someone in a non-awkward, non-offensive, non-creepy way, because you're using the environment as a context. You're not going to talk about whiskey with somebody that you've met in, you know, like at the grocery store, if there's no whiskey in their cart. You want to use items that are in your environment that seem really natural to talk about. Let's say I host a cocktail party at my house and you're my friend and you're invited, and you see that cute stranger across the room. You can walk up to them. Maybe they're grabbing a drink at our bar, and you could say, oh, that's so interesting. How do you know Bella and Andy? It's great to meet you. And you can start a conversation about how you know us, because we're the common denominator of how you're both there, and make conversation in that way. If you're at a grocery store and you're standing in front of somebody and you're unloading your groceries, you can look back at the cute stranger and make a fun little quip about something that's in their cart. Like if you look in a guy's cart and he's got Fruit Loops in his cart, you can say, Fruit Loops. I used to give my eye teeth to have Fruit Loops for breakfast on a daily basis for most of my childhood and teenage life. And if I could do it today, I still would. Is Fruit Loops your jam? You can easily make conversation just like that again, with eye contact, with a smile. So the person knows that you're being just a little flirty and you're not being judgmental, right? The eye contact and the smile are key for people to know that you're safe, you're approachable, you're fun, and you like them. Okay. So now let's say you want to be a person that people can easily walk up to and talk to, right? have a prop. Have something with you. You know, there's a guy named Mystery who was a pickup artist, and I think he would wear a feather boa around all the time just because it was kind of strange and bananas looking. And so people would be like, well, dude, why are you wearing a feather boa? So, you know, some of my clients have carried around travel books, like I'm going to Italy, or whiskey, or something that's interesting. So if you're sitting at Starbucks, have a prop laying on the table that somebody can ask you about. I'll tell you a really interesting story about something that happened to me. And I obviously know how to do these things. And when I was starting Smart Dating Academy and preparing a lot of our curriculum, I used to sit around and I would voraciously read books and put my process together and do my research and make sure everything we were doing was rooted in fact and analysis. And so one day I was sitting at a Starbucks on Division Street in Chicago, and I had probably five books around me and a notepad. And I'm reading, taking notes, writing something down. And I happened to notice peripherally that somebody was walking towards me. And I look up and there's a handsome guy. Now I'm married. Okay. But whatever, I'm not dead. So I look up, he makes eye contact with me. I smile. I'm about to look back down. And he says to me, what do you have your head buried in? Are you a student? And I was like, oh, that's so nice. No, I'm not a student. I'm actually a new business owner and I'm starting a business. So he grabbed a table, non-offensively, did not sit at my table, probably because there were 10 books around there, sat, you know, at a table one or two away from me. And we continued the conversation. To this day, we've become friends on Facebook. Our kids go to the same high school and we've kept in touch for over 10 years just through that. So I'm telling you, you can make conversation with strangers just by looking up and seeing who's looking at you. And I inadvertently had these props, all these books and notebooks. But because I looked up and I smiled, I look safe. And that made him go, what are you doing? You look like a high schooler writing a term paper. I was like, oh, thank you so much. I wasn't a high schooler. I actually had two kids by that point. So very nice, very complimentary. And that's how you can do these things. So now, like I'm saying, practice, you know, the 3 seconds of eye contact, practice on people in your environment. Okay. Let's say you walk to work every day, walk down the street and make 3 seconds of eye contact with a stranger coming, you know, walking towards you and smile. And that person's going to pass you. See what happens. If they don't smile at you, we're so desensitized, they probably don't even know that you're smiling at them. So start to get your muscle memory and your confidence built up with strangers. My dad, when I was young, he used to make my brother and I make eye contact at smile at people that we would come across even on the streets. There was no stranger danger. He was with us. He said, look people in the eye and smile, right? And make conversation. So I got trained at an early age to do this. I'm telling you now, make eye contact and smile at people and start to practice. So when that moment comes, when that cute stranger comes around, you're very comfortable with your 3 seconds of eye contact, your smile, you know how to make conversation around something in your context. And if you're feeling rather bold, think about a prop that you can carry around with you. Maybe it's a button, maybe it's a logo, maybe it's something that, you know, if you went to the University of Michigan, wear a Michigan jacket. If you went to Illinois, go Illini. That's me. Wear something, you know, I have an Illini cup that I carry with me all the time, right? And so I have Smart Dating Academy pens that I write with and I give them out to people. So always have a prop with you. So I hope that this has given you a lot of easy information about how to have fun conversation with that cute stranger, make that eye contact, smile, find something in the context of your conversation that you can bring up and watch your conversation skills blossom. And I hope you get a date out of doing it. And if you did this, send me a note. Sign up for our newsletter at smartdatingacademy.com. Fill out any contact form. Follow me on Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. Join my Instagram lives. And even better, come join our one-on-one coaching practice. Send an inquiry and we'll tell you about the investment it is to work with us. Because I promise you, as you've heard on this podcast and these love stories, we will, without a doubt, change the course of your love life. With that, I will see you tomorrow for our next episode. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.